With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As the federal government shutdown drags into its fourth week, millions of Americans are facing higher premiums on health care, as well as having federal food stamps cut off. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana says that Democrats in Congress don't seem to care about all the pain their shutdown is causing.
It gives them leverage, Tony. They've used that word multiple times. The House Minority Whip, the Bernie Sanders, other Democrats are bragging that they have leverage now for whatever, to just appease their radical left-wing nutty base to that they're fighting Donald Trump. That's all this is about, and they don't mind causing suffering to American people, but it's real pain that they're causing.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the Democrats' proposal to open the government is unreasonable.
It would result in more than $1 trillion of new spending. It would cut more than $50 billion from a support fund for rural hospitals who've been struggling for years. And it would extend the fraudulent, riddled Obamacare Biden COVID bonuses. That's simply not something that the American people want, and that's not something the Republican Congress will support.
Senator Cotton made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Friday's numbers from the Labor Department reveal a 3% increase in September from a year earlier. Speaking on the Salem Radio Network, economist Stephen Moore says President Trump has correctly targeted energy prices.
When energy costs fall, that just doesn't just mean you're paying less for energy. Everything else tends to fall in price because energy is a component of everything that we produce and buy in America.
Forecasters issuing a hurricane warning for Jamaica as Melissa reaches hurricane strength. The storm threatens catastrophic flooding in the northern Caribbean. On Saturday, the Hurricane Center reporting maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports ChatGPT will now offer smut.
OpenAI, the company that owns the popular chatbot, says it will be able to, quote, engage in erotica for verified adults. Since becoming available 3 years ago, ChatGPT has banned mature content, but now CEO Sam Altman says his company is, quote, not the elected moral police of the world. The announcement that ChatGPT will be providing smut comes even as parents are expressing concerns about how their children are using the device already. Michael Harrington reporting.
Finally, some good news for Christians in Iraq. Two historic churches destroyed by ISIS have reopened after years of construction. The two houses of worship were both located in Mosul, which was the primary residence of Iraqi Christians before ISIS invaded. Most believers fled or were killed, and very few have returned since ISIS was defeated, but religious freedom groups report that about 70 Christian families now live in Mosul, and the reopening of the churches is welcomed by them. Baseball's biggest star is being asked to return some recruiting gifts he received from Toronto as the World Series is underway.
John Schneider is waiting for Shohei Ohtani to return some items to the Toronto Blue Jays.
It's like, give us our stuff back already.
Before signing a $700 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ohtani met with Blue Jays officials in December 2023. Jays manager Schneider joked about Ohtani returning a Blue Jays hat and jacket taken during their meeting, including a jacket for his dog.
I hope he brought it back, finally. But the jacket for Decoy.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
June Lockhart, beloved for her roles in Lassie and Lost in Space, died Thursday of natural causes at her Santa Monica home. She became a TV star as Ruth Martin in Lassie and Maureen Robinson in Lost in Space. Her careers included TV and movies. June Lockhart was 100 years old. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.